I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Japan for the G7 summit. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
President Biden greeted troops and Japanese officials at a hangar at a Marine Corps Air Base near Hiroshima before heading to a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida.
The bottom line, Mr. Prime Minister, is that when our countries stand together, we stand stronger.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the two leaders have a lot to talk about ahead of the larger Group of Seven summit.
The military dimension of the alliance, the economic dimension, the recently concluded agreement on clean energy, the work we're doing together on economic security. This alliance, I think, is in a genuine high watermark.
The president's cutting his trip short in hopes of finalizing a deal to raise the government's debt limit. White House staff who've been negotiating with Congress will be along for the trip and be part of the team updating the president on the status of the talks. I'm Jennifer King.
Ukrainian officials say Russia has fired 30 cruise missiles against different parts of the country in the latest nighttime test of Ukrainian air defenses, which shot down 29 of them. Kyiv officials said defense systems also shot down two exploding drones and two reconnaissance drones early Thursday. A military spokesperson said one person died and two were wounded by a Russian missile that got through and struck an industrial building in the southern region of Odessa. Loud explosions were heard in Kyiv as the Kremlin's forces targeted the capital for the ninth time this month. It is a clear escalation after weeks of lull and ahead of a much-anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive using newly supplied advanced Western weapons. For the latest on all of these stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Another U.S. southern state appears ready to pass tighter new restrictions on abortion access, joining about a dozen other localities in the South. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A Justice Department attorney, Sarah Harrington, argued in favor of keeping access to mifepristone before a three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. She says the anti-abortion groups that won their case in Texas, getting a ruling to stop the use of the common abortion pill, did not have the right to sue. Appeals Court Judge James Ho shrugged off another attorney's argument that mifepristone has long been on the market, objecting to the idea that the FDA can do no wrong. This closely watched case will likely wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court, which already intervened, allowing mifepristone to remain available while the legal challenges play out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tens of thousands of Israeli nationalists are expected to march through the Muslim quarter of Jerusalem's Old City Thursday in an annual event that has raised fears of violence with Palestinian factions. The annual parade, which marks Israel's capture of Jerusalem in the 1967 war, has increasingly become a show of force for Jewish nationalists and for Palestinians, a blatant provocation meant to undermine their ties to the city. Around 2,500 officers will safeguard the march and try to keep it peaceful, police said, having prepared for all scenarios, including violence and anti-Arab chants by some marchers towards Palestinians and rocket fire from Gaza. The son of prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy campaigner and media mogul Jimmy Lai is defending his father and calling for his release from prison. More from VOA's Laurel Bowman.
His son Sebastian Lai testified in Washington before a Congressional Select Committee on China on May 11th. He called on lawmakers and the U.S. government to do everything possible to secure his father's release.
We expect he will face a lengthy sentence and possibly life in prison. This could mean I never see my father again. The authorities are cracking down hard on my father to send a message to him and others. Dissent will not be tolerated. There is no freedom of press.
Jimmy Lai's international legal team and Sebastian Lai met with VOA. Lai said his father came to Hong Kong from China as a boy with nothing but rose to billionaire status. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.